It's every time. Let me record for Snapchat right quick.
Whenever you're ready, you
do. All right. We are getting ready to record episode 10. I'm 10 episodes in, y'all. Like, support your girl. Please go listen to them. Share them with a homie. Get you some inspiration. And if you want to be like, hey, Keela, I like this, but next time you should try. I'm cool with that. That's that Kip shit. Give me a glow and a grow. I better not say that. Because they're like, oh, she said it was Kip shit on there. Are we recording this right now?
It means recording, but this gets cut out.
Okay. Awesome sauce. I'm not going to say Kip shit on there because they might try to get me.
I'm crying.
So I'm so excited. It's episode 10, baby. I'm so excited and I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that I decided to follow my dreams and do stuff that I wanted to do. So, yep, we 10 episodes in. We're recording tonight, me and Savine Miles, number 2 and number 3 of that 8 Mile chain. We're going to record tonight and talk about perseverance. What have you had to persevere through? What have you had to push yourself through? Chime in. You can DM me with some topics that you might want me to talk about. Episode 9 is me talking to help a friend out with some other friends. So listen to that. And please go and subscribe on your favorite platform. Whatever podcast platform that you like, please go and subscribe there. Thank y'all so much and see you later.
Alright.
Whenever I'm ready. Y'all, I feel like puffy. Can't stop. Won't stop. I be wanting to say right behind it because this a Young Gun song. Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records in the down on it. We get down. But that ain't it. I'm talking about Puffy. That's who I feel like. Because tonight we're talking about perseverance for episode 10. Woo! Hold on. Got a trick and a treat for you. Oh. Crickets. Oh my God.
Oh wait. Okay. You gonna be mad at me?
What had happened?
I was gonna use them so I didn't put them on to record.
What you mean, acne?
Those aren't recording. So I can do it again.
Okay. I want the yellow one. Episode 10 is the episode to push through wrong. I'm gonna hit her on her throat if she don't answer this phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Savine.
Hello.
Welcome to 30 Something and the Virgin.
Yeah, who the white folks in the background?
Baby, they're the people that's happy to hear you. You hear me? They happy to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, now we put on our proper voice. Okay.
Now you know I'm a motherfucker. Come on now.
So I was just telling
you. I could be Babe Ruth too now.
Now whoever you want to be. Whoever you want to be.
Savannah, of course.
Savannah, okay, well, we cool. That is part Baby Ruth, so that's cool, too. So, tonight we're talking about perseverance, and then we're going to, like, tail off just a little bit and just have fun and talk about 10 things that people probably, misconceptions that people have about 8 miles. All right? So, V, what is something that you had to push through that was delayed for you, and how did you push through that thing?
Got me off guard.
It could be something recent, like something. It doesn't have to be anything extensive, or extensively personal either. It could just be like something. So. My sister works at Le Bonheur. Am I right?
Yeah.
And there's this one thing that she like hates to do at work. And that's count the bodies in the morgue.
Oh, yeah, that's not my
thing. She does not like to go to the
morgue. No, that's not my thing. And now they're saying we have to help the child on the bed.
You have to do that now?
Well, now we have to help put the child on the stretcher. I'm not with all that.
A dead child?
Yep.
Okay. She's saying
that. That's what they said yesterday in roll call.
So, she hasn't experienced it, but I know she's experienced having to put.
Hello?
She's experienced having to go in there and count the babies, and I know she didn't like doing that. And then, Vane, I know you've like experienced different things at work, like maybe like attitudes or different things like that. And my sister, I don't know if you mind, Vane, about me talking about like you were, when she was younger, she was like real tough. Not to say that she's not tough now, but when we were younger,
a little tough. What the hell?
I said she was real tough.
I thought you said a little tough. I'm tough, man. It rubbed me the wrong way, but I think about that chick and them tears laying there in that room.
Okay.
So I have to compose myself on a lot of situations.
So
I've seen a lot in the last couple months at my workplace. I've seen sisters come in and die right in front of me. 2 minutes apart. Seen a lot in these last couple months at the Le Bonheur Children's Hospital.
Okay. So you have persevered through those particular things by doing, you just feel like the push through is like you got to remember you got kids and like things are different for you now.
Well, no. I just feel, you know, I have to, like now when I go to work, I have to hype myself up, you know, because you never know what your day may consist of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can go to work today and not one child come in shot up or deceased or, you know, you know, and then tomorrow I can go in, it could be four or five kids coming in shot up, hit by cars. you know.
Yeah. So for you, like, the push through is like, I have to hype myself up to get through the day.
Yep.
Do you feel like that is like a temporary fix or?
Yeah, for the moment.
For the moment. So do you wind up being like more, do you feel like this is like the stress of your job? Do you feel like it's adding any like stress to your life?
It's a stressful job, and people think that it's not. I don't know why people think that security officers at a hospital is not a stressful job. I mean, like I said, you have to deal with parents that come in. You have parents that come in that are co-parents, and they get into it. You have to worry about if the daddy gonna bring his girlfriend, or you know, it's. Or the girlfriend, the baby mom gonna bring her man and dad there, and they don't get along. You know, it's stuff like that. You know, that goes on that you have to deal with, and people don't understand that. You know, we've had situations where, you know, hey, the baby had came in, and the baby had got burnt, and the mom and the dad came in, and they was married, and they had separated, and we didn't know that the guy she was with was the dad's best man in the wedding, so they got outside and got to fight. You know, had no knowledge of it. So it's a lot. The security, I know, in Lebanon have to deal with. And we don't carry guns, you know, so we really putting our life out there. We don't have medical detectors, space, mixes, you know. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So it's a lot we have to deal with. Working up in that place. Well, I love it because I meet a lot of different people. Like, it's a family there now from Jamaica, and they are so sweet. I met this grandmama from Louisiana a couple months back, and they are so sweet. They are some really sweet people.
They are. Thanks. Y'all, if y'all remember, I told y'all that last weekend was sort of like a business shower for me, and I had a friend, a former coworker, to donate to my business last week, and she's sweet, and she happens to be from Louisiana. That's and she is, if you look her up online, it's CB Sold It, because she's in realty, she's a tax preparer, she's a notary public, she's an author. What, you gotta prepare us so I can mute your mic, my guy? Like, come on.
I called myself, you know, while I was sleeping. My bad. I called myself getting my phone off the speaker.
Episode 10, y'all. We excited. But so it seems like, if I'm gonna give my sister a summation, it seems like she really loves her job, but sometimes it is extremely taxing, and she pushes through with the thoughts of like, I actually meet some great people, I do some great work, and I'm also supporting my family with this, even though that this job is hard and taxing, right? And I think that's for anybody, right? Like, you really want to push through. I am really embarking on this entrepreneur thing. So to anybody out there who is trying to start a business, I think my sister's going to start a business later this year. I admonish you to push yourself, whatever it is. If you get to a stop, like, let's say you go and you're filling out paperwork to do something, they tell you, oh, you can't do X, Y, Z. Don't give up. Find a way around it. Find a way through it. Excuse me. Don't think that because you have hit a roadblock or a stumbling block that it means you need to stop. And if you are tired, because let me tell y'all, like, legit, today I was not going to do this live. I'm tired. My production manager is tired. I want to eat. Like, everybody is just, like, tired. I have something that I'm doing personally right now that I should be focused on, but I'm like, no, I gotta do episode 10, and I wanted to make sure that we had some fun with episode 10. So, and plus, we're getting ready to go on hiatus. We're gonna be on hiatus for about two strong weeks, but when we come back, we're gonna come back live and season two. So I want to talk about some misconceptions that people probably have about 8 miles. Veen, what do you think people think about 8 miles? What do you think they
Well, Akilah, I really don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. Oh. You know me. I give no. Go ahead and mute me out like Martin. They didn't Martin go I'm just saying.
No. I didn't mean it like that, sis. I was just saying, okay, sis. So I was just like, oh my God.
I'm sorry.
So, like, for instance, I think that a lot of people think that I, Akilah, am like the nicest one out of the family when I'm actually not.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They think I'm the nicest one. I'm actually not. And I own that. Like, I will quickly tell you, I am not. Will I help you? Hell yeah. But am I nice? No. I think maybe the nicer people out of our family are like Chris or Vin.
Did he cook?
Huh?
Did he cook? Not him.
Y'all, my sister is living her best life on this podcast. You heard me. Like episode 10 is just gonna be funny because she's like kid, she like the kids. One of the kids, the curse in the background.
For what?
We got a
bump
butt. And you gonna get my motherfucker back? She's like some other motherfucker house. You crazy? They ain't got no kids. I don't get food stamps, baby. I get that paper cash. You got my face. Oh hell, more than
if I want to take this out, Anthony, because it's hilarious.
Don't get into it.
Oh, y'all leave that girl alone so we can close this episode out now.
Come on,
man.
I'm not too much, little boy.
I'ma for sure beep that out. We're gonna for sure take that out.
I'm sorry, y'all. I told you, this is right here early in the daytime when no one was here. I had been so calm, cool, and collected. I told you I would have. I wouldn't even talk like mama.
Are you excited about what's going to happen for Mama next week? Don't say it because I got to do something on my podcast tomorrow, so don't say it.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that? It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk anymore about any 8 Mile misconceptions because V might curse again. So V, since I'm not the nicest one, do you think I'm the meanest one? And who do you think is the nicest one?
Shit, ain't nobody nice.
Chris is super nice. Chris would do anything for Chris. Chris would do anything for anybody.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You don't piss them off.
That's with anybody. That's me. If you don't piss me off and cross me, you good. But once you piss me off and cross me, it's over.
Get on.
Oh, yes.
I don't know who the nice one.
You ain't thinking about
it. I know I ain't. Oh, hey.
You're nice when you want to be. So what makes you think I'm not nice? I think I am the nicest one.
Well, you know what? You used to be the peacemaker. Oh, don't do that. Stop that. Let's talk about it. Now you shit. You worse than me.
I do be trying. What had happened, Vergers, was that in the middle of me trying to keep peace, I was driving myself up the wall. So I was like, you know, I still be trying to keep
peace.
Yeah, but I still be trying to keep peace, though. You can't say I don't be trying to keep peace because when stuff be going
down. Yeah, you do, but hey, I'm trying to tell you, though, but you do.
Yeah.
And I can't say that. You do be trying to keep peace, but
I'm do be trying
some of you folks can't help them. Can't help them.
Well, well, well. Veen, what would you like to say about anything for the, this is my 10th episode. We talked about perseverance, like pushing through. I'm going to make sure I keep on here, like, so people can hear about, like, people that work in
security. Well, I want to say you're doing an excellent job. You know, you came a long way. If this young man come out this bathroom one more year, Lord, with nothing on but a tie. Now, see, it was wash day, son. It was wash day. God bless you. All right. I want you to, as I was saying before I was really interrupted, keep pushing through. You know, you doing your thing.
When you say I've come a long way, where have I come a long way from? I'm just asking for my viewers because I want to be an open book so they can know.
Trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations. I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been to Seattle, Washington. I've been to California. I've been to Oakland.
You've been all the places, boy.
I can take y'all. I can go again and take y'all.
But I tell you one more time,
you're not going.
And that's it. I'm just
talking.
You don't know when you play too much.
You
don't know when to stop. So,
chill in.
Be quiet.
Well, my sister said I came from trials and tribulations. I guess so. I came from being a pretty shy, quiet person that don't really fool with folks.
Who that is?
Me?
You used to be quiet, but you was in a shell. You done came out that shell. You used to be like quiet, you know, a quiet little girl. You came up out of that though.
I still don't talk to many people.
You weren't never to be messed with though. I almost said the wrong thing, but I caught myself. You ain't never been that type to be messed with. They can release a beast if they want. You ain't never been that type though.
No. We don't really.
I want you to keep striving for greatness, sis.
I am, sis, and I'm trying to take y'all along with me. I'm trying to take everybody with me. That's the goal. Once I get the pop, locking, and dropping, trust me, I'm going to reach back and we're going to pull it up.
Doing your thing, baby. I'll be here, baby.
Well, come on, baby. I'd already told Jay Sean what he need to do. As a matter of fact, if y'all come to Jonestown tomorrow, I'm gonna bring my stuff to Jonestown so Jay Sean can record something. I'm gonna bring my light and stuff to Jonestown tomorrow so he can like record him something and post it on YouTube, because I've been telling Jay Sean for about 2 or 3 years that he got enough, he popular enough, he has enough of a following to go ahead and try to do something big. He just needs a little push.
That's it.
Well, I sure appreciate you for joining me for episode 10 and talking about perseverance and pushing through. I'll see y'all tomorrow I didn't already see it.
All right, honey.
We're going to X that out because can't nobody know I'm going to Mississippi. Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk to y'all a little bit, Veen. I'm going to help a friend. I'm going to do some other stuff and get my life together. Thank you all so much for tuning in for episode 10. We'll see you in about 3 weeks. It'll be like the last Friday in March when we'll be back with season 2. We are so excited to have you all. To have you all here as our listeners, please, while we're on hiatus, please share the links to all of the particular videos. Go from episode zero, which is the intro, all the way to episode 10. Episode 10 comes out on the 13th, which is next Friday the 13th, and then we'll be on hiatus for 2 weeks. As we're on hiatus, that's what I probably am going to do. Over the hiatus, I'm going to do the giveaway. So I'm going to take the giveaway down right now. Excuse me. I'm going to take the giveaway down right now, and I'm going to do the giveaway while we're on hiatus. That way, it'll give you all something to think about, because y'all need to get with 30-something version. Y'all really need to go to the YouTube page and subscribe, share. You need to go to the Facebook page, subscribe, share. Then you need to go to AkilaMiles.com. You can do it by your phone, and it'll give you the option to download our app, or you could just go on there and subscribe. Either way, we would love and appreciate the support. And if you go on AkilaMiles.com, if you want to purchase a book, you can do so there. When I'm in Jonestown, Mississippi, whenever I get there, if you all would like to purchase a book while I'm there, you can purchase one while I'm there. Or you can purchase some of my merchandise. I have shirts, I have pillows, I have mugs, I have hats, I have tote bags. Oh gosh, I have glasses. I have some of everything. Please look on the site. You'll be amazed and you'll be excited and you'll be like, let me help this little black girl persevere and push through and reach her goals. Because right now, like looking at analytics, we're doing well, but we could be doing better. And that's with anything. I'm sure that Puffy looks at Revolt and he's like, up, can't stop, won't stop. We got some more work to do. Let me go do this. Let me go do that and find a different way to make sure I'm going. And that's what I'm trying to do with my business right now. Trying to make sure that I am a business, not a businessman, right? So please, please support and thank you so much. And we'll see you at the end of March. Y'all have a blessed spring break.